This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
That's how I met guys like Bela Fleck and Victor Wooten and, you know, even Yo-Yo Ma, Bette Midler, Jimmy Buffett. I mean, it was all through, you know, from that little four-minute video clip.
That's Jake Shimabukuro talking about the viral video from 2006 that made him famous. The ukulele master from Honolulu, Hawaii, has performed three studio sessions for KNKX. In his first visit in 2011, he was supporting his album Peace, Love, Ukulele. From that KNKX session, here's Shimabukuro's song from that album called 143. The compact four-stringed ukulele was brought to the Hawaiian Islands by Portuguese immigrants in the late 1800s. Now it's considered a birthright in the state. Shimabukuro told us that most Hawaiian kids grow up playing the uke. He learned from his mom at age four.
I played a lot of traditional Hawaiian music, you know, things that sounded like... I mean, that's what I played all the time, and I absolutely loved it, you know. And it's amazing because with those three simple chords, you can play about 300 traditional Hawaiian tunes. So with just those three chords, it kept me busy, you know, for a long time.
Jake Shimabukuro told us that a turning point for his music came in his teens when a friend gave him a videotape of a Van Halen rock concert, complete with big hair, spandex, and Eddie Van Halen's wild guitar solos.
I remember popping that tape in, and I was just glued to the TV. I mean, I just could not take my eyes off that television set. And there was, you know, Eddie just shredding on the guitar, and they were running across the stage diving. And I just looked at that, and I thought to myself, that's what an ukulele concert should be like.
That's Bring Your Ads, a Jake Shimabukuro original from his KNKX session in 2011. He explained that this song was inspired by that Van Halen concert tape with a uniquely Hawaiian twist.
In ads... is an ancient cutting tool that the Hawaiians would use to make their canoes, you know, and it looks like a small axe. And in rock and roll, they refer to their guitars as their axe. So they'll say, hey, bring your axe to the gig, and it means bring your guitar. I wanted to change it a bit, you know, and make it a little bit more Hawaiian, ukulele-ish.
It was another connection to rock and roll that brought Jake Shimabukuro international fame. While touring through New York City in 2006, Shimabukuro was videotaped playing a Beatles song in Central Park for a local TV show called Ukulele Disco. They shared the video on what was then a new internet site called YouTube.
I was working on my favorite George Harrison piece, and it was a song called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So I played it for the show, and it aired on TV, and then I went back home to Hawaii. Then a month later, it had like 2, 3 million, 4 million, 5. It kept climbing and climbing, and it was unbelievable.
Before he left our studios that day, Jake Shimabukuro thanked all of his fans who saw that video and shared it with their friends. He says it really changed his life. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.